All right, we're back here on Colonial Talk, RMUradio.com, your campus, your voice. So, before it was Colin Sullivan and I, we're now blessed with the presence of Ashley Vesci and Leah Carlson, the captain and assistant captain of the Colonials Women's Hockey Program this upcoming season. Guys, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to have you guys in. Excited to talk about a really exciting season for you guys thus far, a quite eventful first weekend. You guys were able to knock off the number 9 team in the nation in Bemidji State. What does that do for your guys' confidence going forward?
Well, it's definitely an ideal way to start a season. You know, we were sort of nervous going into it. You don't really know what to expect, especially out west. It's like a whole different style of hockey. And so, yeah, we're really excited because it shows us, like, we could beat anybody, you know? There's a chance every game, no matter what, no matter who our opponent is, we don't have any reason to be scared. Like, we know we can compete.
You guys drop the first game by a goal. You come out the next night. You win in thrilling fashion in a shootout after battling back from multiple deficits throughout the game. How did you guys continue to just kind of keep your team in it throughout the game and just keep, you know, especially with such a youth movement with so many freshmen on the team, how did you keep them energized, say, you know, we're with this team, we're in this?
It was so exciting. I don't know. Amber Rennie, she's a freshman, and she actually had 3 goals. So it was kind of like the freshmen were stepping up big time. It was our first game, and we couldn't believe. I'm so proud of our freshman girls. They really stepped up. So
yeah, and also sort of just like going into the game, we were already super fired up because Bemidji is like a small town USA kind of place. So I guess women's hockey is like a huge deal to them, and they had a story written in their local newspaper the morning after our first game talking about how Bemidji just dominated us and the score didn't really show how well like they played, and they were just shaking off the rust first game of the season. So going into things, we were already so fired up, like we were out for blood, and so there was just no chance we were losing that game.
And you guys, you just got a new locker room back home. So now you get to, I know you guys are on the road again this weekend, but when you come back home, what kind of difference has that made with you guys preparing for this upcoming season, having a bit of a new space to kind of feel at home in?
Our locker room is absolutely beautiful. It's been so fun to, I don't know, there's like a beautiful sound system in there. And I don't know, what do you think, Veshi?
It's definitely a privilege. I know a lot of teams on campus definitely aren't blessed with the same sort of gifts we've received, and so it's really exciting though. We feel like we've earned it. We sort of had to start out in a smaller locker room beforehand to work our way up to it, and yeah, we're just really excited. It's cool. It makes it feel super official.
Mm-hmm. And as you guys being captains of the team, I understand you guys had to be voted in by your peers, by your teammates. What does that mean to you guys, being able to be 2 of the 3 captains of this team?
I mean, I can't believe it. It's just such an honor to like represent our team, and also just, yeah, like the girls, it's so fun to be like respected too as a leader. But yeah, I don't know, what do you think?
Yeah, I definitely agree. It's really an honor and a privilege that our own teammates would choose to vote us in. And it really speaks a lot about how dedicated and committed we've been to the program in our 3 years so far here. We've definitely, from freshman year to now, we've talked a lot about like what we're going to do when we're seniors. Now it's exciting to actually be there and be in leadership positions.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I guess going off that, being named captains, is there anything, any takeaways you guys can take from former captains of the team, you know, good things that they did, or maybe some things not so good that you want to do differently?
Well, we'll focus on the positives.
That's good.
Our freshman year, Dana Newsom was the captain of the team, and she was sort of like a motherly figure to us. Okay. And that was really cool because we weren't necessarily, it's not that we weren't friends, but we still, there was like a level of respect, like, mm-hmm. and I don't know, it just sort of makes things interesting. And it's hard with the freshmen because you want to be friends with everybody, and obviously our team, mm-hmm. that's the way we are, we're like a family, but at the same time, there does need to be a certain point where like, okay, you guys need to take me seriously now, like, mm-hmm. this is what we need to do, you need to show a certain amount of respect in certain situations.
And I think, like, I'm not saying that we've had bad experiences with captains, but there's also, like, things you can learn or things that you don't want to do mm-hmm. because of experiences. And I know yeah. that there's things that I for sure want to do differently and also things that I want to take from what I've experienced with previous captains. So
you guys have gotten the ball rolling. You're into your season, but before that got all into place, how has the beginning of the season, how's practice been going? What gave you guys the opportunity to knock off the number 9 team in the nation? What kind of preparation came into this season?
Well, preseason starts the first day of school every year, so hockey is just like never ending for us. And so we go every day, we skate, we work out, and honestly, everyone has just been working extraordinarily hard, and it's been great to see. We've got a really positive like environment going on in the locker room and on the ice. Everyone's willing to work hard. We don't have to like push anyone and get them to skate hard or anything. Like, the girls are ready and fired up every morning. So it's definitely just been a lot of hard work and dedication.
And this summer too, I know last year we really stressed on like working out all summer and staying in shape. And I think that people really took that to heart, and I thought people came back in really good shape. So that helped a lot during the preseason, and it's going to help this whole year for sure, I think.
Yeah, because that eliminates a lot of time that we would have to waste sort of getting mm-hmm. people into shape, because everyone's already, now it's just like we can focus on system stuff. Like in preseason, we were already doing, even without coaches on the ice, working on power play, PK, our forecheck and such, because we don't have to waste time getting people like on the line and skating and such.
Were there any players this year that came in, sophomores or juniors, that you noticed took that next step in their game that have kind of looked a lot more impressive than last year?
Leah Carey on defense, she's a sophomore. She definitely stepped it up. She mm-hmm. played a huge role this weekend. I mean, last year, honestly, she was like fighting to get ice time in games as a freshman, which is usual. Like, that happens to mm-hmm. all of us. But yeah, she definitely stepped it up, and we were really impressed with her this weekend. And it's great because we were just like super proud to see her really succeed.
Mm-hmm. I just think it's like I said before with like Amber Rennie, we have a solid freshman class who sometimes it's like, oh, the freshmen like don't know how to work out or aren't in shape, but they really are, and they came in really good shape, which is really helpful.
I guess sometimes last year you guys had some struggles offensively. Was there anything that the coaches looked to change like systematically, or any big changes you guys had, or more focused on just like better execution, things like that?
We've definitely been stressing more of like getting shots through, but not mm-hmm. just getting shots to get shots, like shooting with a purpose.
Okay.
And also being firm in front. That's been a huge thing we've been stressing. And talking about Amber Rennie, two of her goals, she just happened to be right place, right time, mm-hmm. right in front of the net. I mean, all goals count. We don't care what they look like.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it's better to score ugly in hockey. How about it?
Yeah, exactly.
A goal is a goal.
Yeah.
Have you guys, you say this positive atmosphere, things are going really well. Any adversity in the first couple months of the season?
No, I mean, we've had a few minor injuries. That's always difficult to deal with because you want to get everyone going as soon as possible, especially like you want to take advantage of the preseason, get ahead of everyone else while you can. But other than that, things have honestly, knock on wood, been super ideal.
Yeah, it's been great. We haven't really had any issues at all, so...
All right, we will continue the interview with Ashley Vesci and Leo Carlson. We're going to run away to a quick commercial break here on RMUradio.com, your campus, your voice.
RMU Radio, your award-winning station. 2015 Intercollegiate Broadcasting System's Best Specialty Show finalists comment.
لكن في سؤال عندي أنا. هل تعتقد الممثل لابد أن يكون يعني إنسان متوسع في أفكاره؟
In 2015 Best News Interview finalist Ben Cole with Scott Erlbacher.
Let's put you in West Virginia and running their Greek life. If this happened under your watch, what would you have done?
Society for Collegiate Journalists, first place internet radio overall excellence.
You are tuned in to Underground Hits.
Welcome to Out of My Element.
This is Colonial Talk.
Sports Talk in the Berg.
Welcome to Literature Out Loud.
RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
Your campus, your voice, your Colonials. RMU Radio is the home for men's basketball.
Stewart in transition, a mini throws one down over JoJo Cooper. Put him on a poster.
Men's hockey.
For Zach Lynch, he's going to go for the net. Can they make it four? He does!
And RMU football. Listen online at rmuradio.com or on the Century Media app. Your Colonials play right here on RMU Radio.
Dr. Heather Pinson, the Department Head of Communication, and you're listening to RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
All right, we're back here on rmuradio.com, your campus, your voice. Colin Sullivan, Vince Russo, we're joined in studio today by Ashley Vesci and Leah Carlson of the RMU Women's Hockey Program. They've started their season off 1-1 after splitting a series with Bemidji State, the number 9 team in the nation, and they have started to make the preparations going towards the CHA slate. And what are your expectations this year in the CHA?
We want to win. We're going to win.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Yeah, it's always, it's tough. It's really competitive because we've got a pretty small league. And honestly, I think the CHA is really underrated because when people think of hockey, they often think of like ECAC, Hockey East, the big name schools. But our league is really competitive, and it's tough whenever you play teams four times a year and then, again, have to play them for playoffs. So say you beat Mercyhurst three out of the four times you play them. Like, that's really hard to do, to beat a team five out of four times or whatever. So, yeah, and especially because our games, they get pretty gritty pretty quickly. So it's like a never-ending battle between the same people.
Now, I know this would have been... You're a senior this year. You guys are both seniors this year. It would have been my freshman year, you guys' sophomore year, the year that you guys got into a brawl with Mercyhurst. It was one of the first women's hockey games I had ever broadcast for RMU TV. And I remember Dante Verme, the play-by-play voice. We went to a commercial or something like that, and he pulled off, ripped his headset off and was like, "Holy crap. Girls fighting on the ice," and we all just like stopped our jobs and just watched. It was hilarious. It was intense.
I mean, obviously we don't want to advocate violence or anything, but yeah, it does. It gets really heated, especially a lot of these girls played each other because we've got a lot of Canadian girls, as do Mercyhurst and Syracuse, all the teams in our league, And so these are girls who have been playing against each other their whole lives, and then they get here at the most competitive level, and it just amplifies it even more.
And our team, I think, too, is really just aggressive. Like, we've kind of had that instilled in us as just being, like, aggressive and hardworking girls, which is great.
Yeah.
And you guys in the CHA, speaking of that, you were predicted fifth behind Lindenwood. Does that kind of light a fire under you guys going into the season?
Yeah, honestly, I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah, me too. I mean, we're going to come out really strong because, I mean, it's kind of exciting because we are right now ranked whatever, fifth. So, I mean, only up from here for sure.
Yeah, and actually the last time that the RMU women's team was ranked fifth in the preseason polls was the year they won CHA championship.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And they also only had three seniors on their team that year. So we have a feeling that the odds are ever in our favor.
You send a pretty big message with a ranked victory in the first weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you'd have to think the other teams in the CHA are going to take notice of that.
I hope so, honestly. And if not, that's unfortunate for them because they're going to have a rude awakening.
Mm-hmm.
And so, speaking, you know, continuing off of the trend of the conference play, RIT was the team that knocked you guys out last year in the playoffs. Along with them and your rivalry with Mercyhurst, are there any games that you have scheduled on the calendar as, like, I can't wait for this one?
I'm really excited about the Syracuse game, honestly. That's the most I'm really excited about that. I don't really know.
Yeah, but it's tough too because, I mean, like, you're always the most excited about the next game.
Yeah.
it's just, we sort of just try to take it one game at a time. And although we do have rivalries and whatnot, no matter who we're playing, we're going to put forth the same effort, you know? So, and it's always like everything we've got. So.
But Leah, you mentioned Syracuse. What about Syracuse makes you so excited?
Well, they are ranked like number one right now. So I'm just excited about being able to. But also I have twin sisters and they both went to Syracuse. So it's always fun when you get to beat them. But they're not playing obviously right now, but they still went there. So it's fun to beat Syracuse.
Number one in the CHA, right?
Yeah, sorry, in the CHA, yeah.
And so finish this sentence for me. Robert Morris will win the CHA if...
We keep working as hard as we are, I guess.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Colin, I know you had a couple other questions individually.
Yeah, some individual questions. I guess, Ashley, I'll start with you. Had a big goal in the shootout, and I saw you have had a couple like game winners, too. Do you have any like specific favorite career goals that really stand out?
Honestly,
and if so, walk us through it, maybe.
Yeah, I would say the first collegiate goal I ever scored,
okay,
because it was my sophomore year. We were playing against Boston University, and it was our second game against them. And they beat us the first night, so they went with their backup goalie. And their backup goalie happened to be my goalie in high school, and she was a freshman. This was her first start of her career. And, like, I remember the play exactly. I had just stepped onto the ice. Something weird happened in the corner, and the puck just popped right out into the slot. I just came down, grabbed it, closed my eyes, and shot, and it went in. And I just sellied so hard, and it was cool because it was my first collegiate goal and the first collegiate goal scored against her.
Mm.
And so afterwards, we obviously, like, laughed about it and whatever.
Yeah.
And we ended up winning that game, too. So, yeah, that I'll definitely remember that for, like, ever.
That's a pretty awesome first goal story.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we were expecting something good, but that's a whole storm right there. That's pretty good.
So many layers, yeah. And I guess, Leah, I saw you played on a boys' team in high school. What was that like? Any interesting stories?
I actually grew up playing, well, I'm from Alaska,
okay,
and we didn't have, like, any girls' teams where I went to high school. So my whole high school, like, career, I played on, like, the boys' high school team.
Okay.
And then my senior year, I decided to play on, like, a traveling boys' team with my younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, like, those memories, like, I'll never forget, just being able to play with my little brother.
That's
was
cool,
was a lot of fun. But, yeah, for sure, I got targeted a little bit playing boys, but they were like my brothers. They always had my back, and if I was ever had any, they would always get, like, hit the other person that hit me. So
very nice.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, that is about all the questions that we had today and about all the time that we have for today. We're going to duck out a little bit early here on Colonial Talk. You can catch us next week on Wednesday. I didn't say Thursday this week. We had Thursday last semester. We got Wednesday this year. Wednesday, 4 to 6. Don't go anywhere. As we talked about, we've got all the awesome matchups this weekend, and we will be previewing all of next week's games, talking about what happened this weekend. You can catch all your Colonial sports and updates here on Colonial Talk on rmuradio.com, your campus, your voice.